Okay, Rabbi, so today's daf is daf Yir Aleph. We're starting at the Mishnah, at the top of the Amud. Zuk the Mishnah. Hagiyoiris v'hashivuya v'hashivcha shenivdu v'shenizgayru v'shenishtachru p'chusois mibnois sholoshonim v'yoyim echad k'suvosan masayim v'yeshlen tainas p'sul. What the Mishnah is telling us is that normally there are certain women are b'cheskas be'ula, that without asking any questions, you assume that they are ba'ula. And if they're ba'ula, as we know, that has a major ramification, that you don't have a ksuba of 200, you have a ksuba of 100. Three of those women that have that chazaka is a gioidis because prior to becoming a gioidis, she was a Gentile. So the assumption is that as she was a Gentile, people are more hefkedik, and therefore that she is niveles, and she's a bu'ula. Ashvuyim means a Jewish girl that unfortunately was taken into captivity by Goyim, and therefore the Yad Akum was shoyled ba. Once again, the assumption is that unfortunately she was niveles. Behashivcha, shivcha of course is all the avodim, all the shvachais. The Gemara says in the Sechtes Kiddushin, by an Eved, we always assume that avd befkeira nichalei, Pritzalei, Zilalei, everything is Hefkedik. And so therefore all three of these normally would have a din of a Ba'ula, and therefore their Ksuba would only be 100. However, says our Mishnah, they were Nivdu Nizgayev Nishtachru B'chusim Mibnoi Sholishon V'yamechan. Oh, this is an exception to the rule. Here was before they were even 3 years old. So even though they were presumably Niveles prior to three, can you imagine? A little baby of 2 years and 11 months. Even if she was Niveles, it doesn't make a difference to us because the halacha is that psuleha choizrin. When it comes to a 3-year-old, if her psulim had been ruptured for whatever reason, particularly if there was a bia, the assumption is that medically they return and it's totally covered up and normal psulim like a regular virgin, a regular psula should have. And because of that, Ksuvasim Messiah, the Ksuv is not 100, but in fact it's 200, like a Psula. But that's all because of the fact that it was pre 3 years old. So, what would happen if the Gioidus became a Gioidus at the age of 5, or the age of 8, or you had a girl who was a baby, a Shvuya, but she was Shvuya until the age of 5, Lamushal? Or you have a Shivcha until the age of 5? I'm just saying 5, in other words, more than 3 years old. The assumption is that there was a bia between the ages of 3 and 5, as illogical that may sound to a normal person. People go and live with girls 4 years old, 5 years old. Abazoi's dalucha, that after 3 years old, the b'chinas b'ula, and therefore the ksuba would only be 100. Here, because it's less than 3, psuleh choizrin, therefore they have a regular ksuba of a regular psula of 200. The Yeshlan Tainis Psulim. Yeshlan Tainis Psulim means that if someone marries them, now we don't mean that someone marries them at the age of 3. A person can marry them, you know, 15 years later. That she was already 3 years old. By the time the girl became a Gioiris pre 3 years old, the girl that was Nebuch Bishevi became out of Shvuya already before 3 years old. The Shivcha was already Nishachara before 3 years old. So by the time they got to 3 years old, they no longer have a cheskas ba'ula, they have a cheskas psula. So therefore, if somebody marries them 10 years later, 15 years later, whatever. Yeshlan time is psulim. The next morning, if they get married Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday evening, and then the husband says, he can come to Bezin the next morning and say, Rabbi, she doesn't deserve a ksuba of 200, she deserves a ksuba either of 100 or of gunisht. Why? Because it's a mekach tos.
Gyoris can come gyoris under 3 years old.
That's an excellent question. That's going to be the next shtick of Gemara as soon as we're going to start. No, chassid shalom, not sorry. That's a segue. You're helping us out. That's a segue into the Gemara. But before we leave the Mishnah, we just have to note that the signa in HaMishnah L'Choyra is out of order, in the sense that it says gyoris, shvuya, and shivcha. L'Choyra, then it should say, shenizgayru, shenivdu, v'nishtacharu. Why does it say Niftu before Nizgayru, right? Seems to be out of order. So many of them, unfortunately, talk about it. The Tosis Yonta brings the Maharal, and then the Tveris Yisrael, the Yochanan Boyer says his own pshat, which is very similar. So, according to the Yochanan Boyer, that's the Tveris Yisrael on the bottom, Zokta Azoy. We thought of Giyorish Shvuya and Shivcha because we want to go and tell us the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Normally, a Giyoris, we assume, because of the fact that she was previously a Goita, that she was Nivelis. Al Achas Kama Vekama a Shvuya, when the Goyim never have Shlita over Yiddish Utechta, what do? They take advantage of it. So, Zichr, I should go and say that she was Nivelis. Shivcha, the whole matzav of Avodim in Shvachis is one of Hefkeris. Avde Behefkeris Nichale. So therefore we're going from the least to the most in terms of the Chiddush. That even though Giyoris, I would say, Avad in the Velas, even Agoita, Shvuya, for sure, the Goyim took advantage of the Jewish girl. And Shivcha, the whole life was until this point, until Nishtachara, she was Hefkeris. So I would think for sure in each one of them the halacha would be Ksuva is only mona because they have a din of a b'ula, kamashla in the Mishnah. So since this is all pre-Sholosh Shana v'Yom Echad, that's why the Ksuva is Masayim, because Psule Achoyz. One second, a minute. But that doesn't answer the question. The Niftan Yitzkai Nishtachar is not in order. Zogdvai to the Toysis Yomtiv, B'Shem the Maral, and also to Eretz Yisrael, because we're going and telling us in order of the mitzvah. When it comes to a Shvuya, is a grisa mitzvah of Pidyoy. Niftu, go and collect funds, pidyon shvuyim, zagroisazach. So that has priority. Nizgairu, if a person wants to be megayir, we don't automatically accept them. As you know, we distance them a little bit, and we say, efshinish, eventually, if they do not want to be persuaded against becoming gayrim, then they join the Jewish, the oil. But it's not on the same level of pidyon. Pidyon, zagroisa mitzvah. Nizgairu is right. But if they want to, we accept them. Nishtachru, because the machloik is whether it's aveira, just rishis. But if you hold it, it's an aveira, shteitin pusik, lo'oyla behem ta'avoidi, there's a mitzvah to hold on to them forever. If you're being mishachru them, you're doing an aveira. And that's why we talk about pidyon, which is the mitzvah. This guy is a sahalva mitzvah, and nishtachru is the lowest of the three, and that's why we go in that way. Yes, ertit kat v'shala.
Is not, we don't say automatic, because Ish Klezayin Olel.
Right.
So, Chorya Bazoi, a Gyoris is more Shaykh to be a Nivelis than a Shvuya.
Right.
So, you said that Shvuya is.
I'm just repeating that. Zoi Zuk Tferis Yisrael. Tferis Yisrael says that Shvuya is more Mestaber because they have a Yad, the Yad Akim has Shlita over. And the percent. Yeah. What Gemara is trying to tell us is that you don't have to worry about Ritzicha. Over there, the Shalu was in Imur Legabe in Iguni. We saw that the husband was killed. Does she know for sure it was Bididami? No, she knows for sure. Why didn't she flee? She didn't flee because Klizayin Oleh. In other words, they're going to go and take care of me, unfortunately. They're not interested in killing me, says the girl. They're interested in being boiled. Zokti Mara. Omer Avunam. The Shala that we just had, a Reb David asked a moment ago, how can you have a ger or giyoris less than 3 years old? After all, they can't be makabel mitzvahs. What's going on? Is Omer Avuna ger cotton matbilin oisay al das bezdin? But what does all of this mean? So Rashi tells us, bekitzur, if you have a father, the father, just like the father has lemushal the right to go and marry off his daughter, even if she's only 2 years old, the father also has a right to go and be megayir his children at whatever age. The case of our Gemara of Matbil Noishel Das Bezin, says Rashi, there is no father. There's only a mother. The mother brings the children or the child to Bezin and says, I want to go and make my child into a ger. Matbil Noishel Das Bezin, Bezin has that right to go and be in the place of the father, so to speak, and he can go and they can go and be Megayed this child, even though the child is only 2 or 3 years old or just a baby. So you're matful the child, even though the child has no maturity, doesn't understand anything. I feel a baby. Bezin could go and be matful him. What's the chiddush of Rav Huna? Presumably, what we're telling us is that even though this child has no deya, it's a baby, nevertheless, since we, Chazal, know that it's a schis, tzizana yid, and shtut tzizana goy, and therefore, zachal adam shloi befanav. If that's the chiddush, Tanina, we learned this already. We've learned this in general terms, everywhere in Shas. In particular, this is talking about Gabi Hilchoy, a get, with a get shichr, that by a get, a person cannot be zoicha get on behalf of a woman unless she makes him a shliach al kabbalah. Because it's not a schus for a woman to go and be single. Tav lemesav tandum lemesav aramul. Every woman wants to go and be married. So therefore it's a choiv. So you have to have permission, you have to have authorization from the woman. However, the gabi, a case of an eved, so machloikis remeir and rabbanan. But according to those that hold that it's taka aschis, no, then you don't have to ask the eved. If an odin comes to you and says, I want to go and free my eved willy billy, please take this shtar shichra on his behalf. I can be zoich on his behalf. So what do I need Rav Huna to go and tell us that you can go be matful al das best? So the Ma'amar is saying, "I become mefkeren nicholai." Do a kaim alone the eved vaday mefkeren nicholai. I would think that it's not a schus for a ger cotton to become, or for a goy cotton to become a ger. Why not? Because a goy has hefkeren nicholai machai. He can do whatever he wants. He doesn't have to worry about 613 mitzvahs, mit ala chimris, mit ala brisketoides, mit ala minhugim. Machai mefkeren nicholai. And therefore, it's a choy for him. And the Gemara brings a raya that I've become hefker nichalei. Because we see the Gabi in Ahmed, vade hefker nichalei, because he has, at any time, he can go and live with the Allah Shvuchos, with the Allah Goites. So I would think the same thing applies to a goy as well. Why is the Gemara bring a raya from an Eved to a goy? So Toysis down below says, because the Gabi, a goy, in fact, is a machloikis. One man, the Ahmed, is Reb Meir and the Rabban. Remeir holds taker that avada by an eved vade befkere nichale, and therefore it's a choiv for him to become free, and you cannot be zoicha a get shichra on his behalf. I want to be an eved. Well, an eved, oh, the life is good. I have all these swantik meidlech, all of these goites. Ah, machaya. Says Rabbanan, no. The person would rather be free. Why? Because everybody wants to be free. Who wants to have the shibud of being a slave? Everybody wants to be a free person. So there's a machlokes that got to be eved. However, the Gabi Ayvik Chomz of Toises, Said Ramey and Tzereban would both agree that Avada by Eved Lechoira, by Ayvik Chovim, by Goy, that he would rather be free rather than be a Yid, rather than be a Goy. See, if you look at the Toises, Ma'ad the same Ayvik Chom Efkei Nichalei, right before the wide lines. The Avagav the Rabban plead Ramey, and they hold the less of time with the Efkei Nichalei. Hanimil Gabi Eved, Shein Choishish Befkeira. The Chacham say, Hefke, Mafkiatz min Hashibud, Baruch Hashem, he's becoming a free person. Avad, it's a zchis to become a free person and not to remain an Eved. Avgav Hev Chacham, Sheinim Hashibud, thereby a goy, there are no Shibudim. He's not an Eved, he's not a slave, he's just a goy. So I would think, Michalei Befkeira, Kamash Mulan, that's why our Mishnah is coming to this. This is why Rav Huna is coming to tell us, no, that it's a zchis for him and it's not a choy. Why, Takev? So tomorrow I'll tell you why. Kamash Malan. The Hani Milit Gudar, the Tam Tam the Isira. If you're talking about a Gudar, meaning a goy who's already older in years, not a cotton, so therefore he has already been Toyim Tam the Isira, he's already had the benefit, if you will, of the Avda Befkere Nichalei, or the Goy Befkere Nichalei. Avil Cotton, he's only 5 years old, 8 years old, he's not a Barbia yet, he doesn't understand the Inyonim of Bia, and therefore, he's not losing the Efker Nichalei. That's the Chiddush of Rav Huna's Chisiloi, and therefore the Bezin doesn't have to ask this baby. We can be Matbilin, Oysel Das Bezin, Bal Korchach, without asking him any questions, because we know that it's a Chis. So Timur Lei Mesaile, Abrigarai for Inzer Mishnah. The Mishnah Zot Teklua, Hag Yoritz, Vashvuya, Shifka, Shinifta, Nishkai, Vishtachru, Pachusay, Nibnois, Sholish, Shonavia Mechad. Now, how did this Giyoritz become Nizgayer? After all, the little girl didn't walk into Bezin herself and say, Bezin, please make me into Ayidna. She's only 3 years old. My love, that will know that's Bezin. Oh, so I have a clue to write to Ravina. That was your question. We were learning the Mishnah. That's like Ravina holds that a ger cotton, even a baby, might be an oisal das Bezin. So that's the case of our Mishnah. L'choyra ashtar karaya to Ravina. This goes back to the Rashi that we started off at the beginning of the Gemara. That Rashi said that Rav Huna is talking about in the absence of a father. If there's a father, the father is in control. And like the Gemara says, the nichalahu b'maydi ovet avuain. If you have kleine kinderlach, they always assume that whatever their father's doing for them is for their benefit. They don't ask any questions. Daddy says, we're going to Bezin today, we're going to go and make you all Jewish. Tati, if that's what you think is the right thing to do, that's what we'll do. These kids are, you know, the Ktanu. What do they understand? So that could be, that's the case of our Mishnah. That the Yoyris, Bechusa, Mibashal, Shonim, V'yemechot, is not talking a Rav Huna's case, where there's only a mother, and then it's Aldas Bezin, it's talking about a father case. So therefore you have no right to Rav Huna from our Mishnah. Om Rav Yosef, Higdilu Yecholim Nimchais, says Rav Yosef, sigh in the case where it was the father that was Megayer the kids, sigh in the case the mother together with Bezin. In all cases, since the child is only a child, he or she, when they get to these man gadlus, by a girl at 12, a boy at the age of 13, Yecholim Limchois, at that point, they can go and change their minds. They can go into Bezin and say, Rabbeisai, we've been toyim Yiddishkeit for the last few years, we want to revert back to Goyim. Says Rav Yosef, they have that right. To my knowledge, that in fact is the halucha. It's not a halucha shir, but that's halucha today also, that if you have gerim, that we can gerim as children, at the age of bas mitzvah, bar mitzvah, we give them that opportunity to go and revert. And it happens from time to time that the child will say, I prefer being a goy and stop all this. And they have the right to do that. It's not an issue. Hey, Sveabaya, Frank Yetzabaya, on Rav Yosef. Unzer Mishnah. So you have a Giyoris that became a Giyoris less than the age of 3 years old. Since even if she was Nivala pre-3, it makes no difference because Psulea Choizrin, she has a Ksuba of Masayim of 200 instead of 100. Okay. Zogt Yetzabai, Visal Kedaitach, Higdilu, Yecholim Limchois. If you're going to tell me that when they become Gedoilois, they can go and be Moicha, you know what might happen? What happens if this girl happens to be Lemushel, 11 years old? She got married to a Yiddish Bucher. After all, she had Geirus at the age of...
How could she? She doesn't have a father, right?
Okay, so you're saying, how could she go and have Chasana? She can have chasana probably no worse than the case of any time you have a yesoima that the mother or the older brother can go and marry her off. Exactly, kiddushin rabbanan. So now that you have kiddushin rabbanan, and it was a consummated, there was a nisuin, and now the question is, how much are we going to get for the ksuba? Says our Mishnah, since the ganze masif and the bia took place, if there was a beila, it took place pre-3 years old, so therefore chupsul lechoizun, and the ksuba is 200. Fine. Zok Yetzi Gemara, what happens Taka now? She got married at the age of 10, 11, and now at the age of 11, they decided to part ways, and the husband gives her a get, and now he has to go and give her a ksuba. How much is the ksuba? She has to go and give 200. She's going to get the 200, she's going to put it in the bank, and then a few days later, or a month later, or a year later, when she comes 12 years old, she says, Bezin, I changed my mind. I'm not interested in Jewish life. I'm not interested in Kegel and Cholent. I'm interested in Chazarai. I want Hefkeris. She can do that. And guess what? How is she going to support herself? With Jewish money from her former husband, Begeyusa. We're going to go and give her money that's going to feed her after she reverts to becoming a goita. In other words, she's going to go and take that money and she's going to use it to go and buy alimin treferai and to be mechal shabbos and all those things that a Gentile does. We should go and finance that. Does that make sense? Anthony Moya Freitakut, Lachi Godla. What means Lachi Godla? We're not going to go and give her a ksuba now. We're going to wait until after she becomes bas mitzvah. If she remains ayidna after bas mitzvah, then we hand it over to her. If she says, I want to become a goita, then we don't give her the money. Who holds on to the money? The bezin's going to hold it in an escrow account, and we'll see what happens in the time of bas mitzvah. Yidna, she'll get her ksuba. Os yidna, she doesn't get her ksuba. Freitma l'chigoda namim machia v'nafka. L'choira, the Gemara holds in the Havamina that even after she becomes a Gedoyla, she can continue to be Moicha even at the age of 13 and 14 and 15 and even in later years. So how long are we going to hold this escrow? Until she becomes 120? So no. This is not a limitless, unrestricted right to go and be Moicha. You have to be Moicha when you become Bas Mitzvah. If you're Moicha time Bas Mitzvah, aledit. She could go and become tzrik, a goyter. However, if she's not moich at that time, then she continues being a yidna for the rest of her life, and then as part of the bas mitzvah presents, we're going to go and give her the 200 zuz that Bezna was holding in escrow for her.
So it turns out she was never married. It turns out if she's moich, it turns out she was never married to that.
That's why she doesn't get the yidna ksuba.
So how do you allow her to get married? How does Bezna allow this solution to get? It might be a some of these
I don't know if it goes l'mafreya or it goes from that point on. The point is, Rashi says that what's enough given Alusha? You have a kutin. The kutin, the bezin at the age of 3, 5, they said he happens to be a get. So what difference does that make? Kaliyah at the nishbekimah, right? He's not going to get shishi or get shlishi. It's a chakotin. You're going to tell me that he's not allowed to do any aveiros. Kotin oichon aveilis, machloikis with a bezin or aim bezin mitzum lafrishai. So if you hold aim and bezin mitzum lafrishai, so he can continue eating alamina chazarai because it's a kotin. There's no chinuch on the father, so nishtu kafuta. So what's the statement? So Rashi is an afkimah to be magoi. B'yayin kosher. What happens if you have this little yingle of 3, 4, 5 years old who became a ger? He touches wine. Oh, yeah. What's going to happen if at the age of 13 he's going to say, I'm not interested? Does that mean all the wine, lechetchil mafreya, from Rashi Mashma? No. He can go and touch all wine and you don't have to worry about a din of yayin esach or stam yenam. He's a full fledged yid until he says azos. And he has that right.
When
he
talk about a woman, about a girl.
In the first time, the girl, the same thing would apply also, Magda.
Yeah. I'm talking about all the beers, it's a beer with a goy. That's the question. All the beers with a beer with a goy.
So what I'm trying to.
Yeah. You said that by Afkura, one of the Kurushim and I, right?
Yeah.
So it's not called the beer's nose, it comes with derech issues.
Okay.
That's it, right? We
have, okay. It's writing it.
So I'm saying derech issues, even though.
Sure.
Even though, but when you had the case of Kura Bona Kedusha Menai.
That's even by regular Bukhar
Maid. Same cash of what I'm told the beer's.
Right.
So it says that derech issues is not the
good. Fine. Anyway, so bottom line is, the Gemara asked the kasha for my Mishnah. Bai asked for my Mishnah. You're going to go and finance her goyish life with Jewish money of Ksuva, of the 200, the Gemara said, no, she has the right to be Moicha. If she's Moicha, she doesn't get the 200, and if she's not Moicha, she'll get the 200 at that time. Rava asks an almost identical question from a parallel situation. Masav Rava, Eilu Narish Ishlan Knas. The following Naras get the Knas, meaning if Chas Shalom there was a Maisa Pitoy or Maisa Ma'anes, as we know the din is you go and get 50 Shkulim. So the following Naras get Knas, not only a regular Yiddish Maidel, but even a Halbo Amamzeres, even though he's not allowed to go and marry her, and therefore you don't have the Kiyom of Voloi Sia Leisha Leichel Shalcha Kol Yomov, because she's a Mamzer, Leyum Mamzer Kal Hashem, but nevertheless they still go and get the 50 Knas. The Alan Nesina. Seen as the friendly Gevoinim. Vala Kisses, Vice from the Kusim Gere Royas, Gere Emmets. Vala Gioidis, that's our case. Vala Shmui, Vala Shivcha, Shinivdo, Finis Gaivish, and Shachru, Chusai, and Noy Sholishan of Yay Mechad. All of these ladies, Yesh Lehen Knas. Okay, so what happens now? We have the Gioidis that became a Gioidis at the age of 2.9. Now she's at the age of a Nara. Because only by Nara the din of Knas, we may hold the film by Tana, but we hold by Anara. So Yeshlen Knas is if somebody goes and lives with this Gioiris, who was Mikayer 9 years ago, what's the din? Then you have to go and pay the Knas of 50. Pray to more of Yamamris, Higdilu, Yukhoilim Limchois. If you're going to tell me that when they are Gedoilois, they can go and be Moicha, Yavinulok Knas, the Ozlo, the Ochlo, Begeyusa, we're going to go and pay 50 Shkolim to her. The 50 Shkolim, by the way, the same thing as the 200 Zuz. Because it's the Madbeis, the Zuzimar, 4 Zuz to 1 shekel. So we're talking about the same amount over here. So 200 by the Ksuba, that was a bias kasha. Now by Knas, this is Rava's kasha. The 200 of Knas, she's going to go and use that to go and fund her Gentile lifestyle, if and when she becomes a goita now. Same kasha as we had loit abaya. And for the Malachi Godla. The Chigodla means that we're only going to give her those funds when she becomes a Gdoila. Oh, so your Kasha is Toys' Kasha down below. If you look at the second Toys before the end, the Chigodla Gim Toyva Lekvar Gdoilihi. She Nara. Kimin She Baskanas. That's your question. What is it? We're going to hold on to the money until she becomes a Gdoila. The whole story of the Knas only begins once she becomes a Gdoila. The Chigodla means, how do we establish that you become, you see it's a narrow choice in the bottom. You have it, a one-liner. Mm-hmm. one line extended over two lines. Mm-hmm. That when she becomes a gdoila, and it's not enough that she doesn't make a statement that I am being moicha or not being moicha. Let's see her minig. Does she go and conduct herself like a Yiddish maidel? Then we're going to give her the money. If, however, she's not going to conduct herself, so apparently there's still some extra time after that. And by the way, it's not only Toysis asses, the Toysis Rid asses, Toysis Yishonim, all the Rishonim deal with this. The whole thing of Knas is only La'acha, she becomes a Nara, and you're saying, we're going to give her the funds with L'chi Godla. What do you mean L'chi Godla? She's already a Godla. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a Knas in the first place. That's why Toysis says you still have to wait a little bit further to see if Taka Yid, no, or if she reverted to her Goyishkeit. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. Oh, all there. The Gemara assumes again the Havamina. Maybe she could be Moicha 5 years later. It's got to be, you know, take it from Miyad. You can't go and wait forever. If she makes a Machor quickly, then she become a Goita. And if she's not Moicha, then she could, and she has this meaning Yehudis, like Rashi, like Tosha says, then you give her the money at that time. Now, the both kashas, the both shaklavatarius are identical. Abaye asked from the case of Tzuba, and Rava asked from the case of Knas. So why do we have to repeat the whole thing? Abaye says, this second Mishnah that Rava was bringing about the Eilun Naris, Sheishlan Knas, that didn't bother me. Because even if Shitaka reverts to becoming a goita and she uses the money, she deserves it. Because we want to go and penalize the Shaygetz, the Yiddish Shaygetz, who was Ma'anasar. What type of thing is that, you being Ma'anas a Giyoris? Nebuch, she became a Gentile after that. But what difference does that make? As I fear it's a Yiddish Bucha. That's it's a land in Nishkain and Chasashum Ma'anas and Yiddish Ma'idlach, Goyish Ma'idlach. That's a Chashaygetz. We're going to go and count them regardless of whether she's going to be revert to Goyishkeit or she's going to remain a Yidna. That didn't bother. What bothered the Masa Metiksuba? Rav Lemekabaya. You know why Rav didn't ask the Kashu Ksuba? Because Ksuba Hindi Tamish Leite Kala Bein of Loitzia. What's the whole reason why the Chachamim instituted the Inyan of Ksuba? We had a Machloikis yesterday, Midaraisa, Midrabanan. But what's the logic behind Ksuba? Because if a husband can any time get ofkaret, he gets upset, and he can just say, okay, here's a get out of here, you bothered me enough, shenaros, then, you know, chas v'sholem, you'll never have marriages. They're going to, so this kedushin is going to fall away. Therefore, we have to go and put on financial incentives to keep the marriage together. And one of those ways is, if you're going to give a get to your wife, you're going to have to pay a ksuba. Dosh shoyin tzuris.
You'll sleep on it.
Yes, exactly, you'll sleep on it. Exactly right. And hopefully by the next day, Niskara Daita, and he'll say, okay, I'm sorry, let's get back together again. And that being the case, Zokhtar Chorova, it makes no difference whether this Giyotis will subsequently change her mind and become a Goita, Yot, and Ish. We are interested in family harmony, and so therefore it doesn't bother me in such a case where he were to give her a Ksuba, and then afterwards she becomes a Goita. It's fine. I want to go and incentivize husbands and wives to stay together as a marital bond, and not chas v'sholem that the marriage should fall apart. Okay. Only afterwards she reverted. We're talking about at the age of 10 and 11 when he gave her the get. She was still a yidna. She had kamacht kigel mechulin. She learned center and every day.
Why should she get a ksuba now?
She gets a ksuba at age of 12. And we'll see.
At that point, we want it to be
The kasha is, why wasn't Rava bothered by Abai's kasha? Why wouldn't Abai bother with Rava's kasha? Lamaisa, when they become gedoylois, if they taka revert to Goyishkai, then they do not get, they lose the ksuba. That's what the more faith does. They don't get it. The question is, why did Abai ask this kasha? Why wasn't Rava bothered by this kasha? Rava says, worse comes to worse. If she gets the money, it's fine. Because the whole institution of Ksuba is to encourage husbands and wives to stay together. So in those lone cases, once in a million, once in a thousand, whatever, he married a Giyoris, and then she decides to revert, and if she were to get a money, no, okay, it wouldn't bother me so much, says Rava. So this kasha isn't nishka kasha. Of the maisel, it maskana, Shitaka doesn't get it, and the money reverts back to the husband. Okay, zuka mishna baita. Anayi mishna. Ha'agodol shebo alek tana. V'kotin shebo alek doyla. Umukas eitz. Shuvasan mosayim. We're talking about is a girl who's less than 3 years old. by a girl that's less than 3 years old, like we said already before. Ein biyosin bia, because psuleha choizrin. Her psulim come back. Any bia that she has at the age of 2.9 is gunish. It's as if it never took place, because by the time of 3, it'll heal back and she'll have normal psulim like a regular normal psulim. So if our God is Shabbalak Tana, he didn't interfere with her being a psula. She remains a psula, because psula choizrin, and therefore ksuvasa masai. A cotton shibalak doila. A cotton over here is referring to specifically a boy who's less than 9 years old, because once they're 9 years old, they're considered to already be a bar bia. So you have a cotton shibalak doila, even though he lived with her, but since he is not considered to be a bar bia, Rashi says, ein biyosoy bia, so it's as if it's meaningless, as if nothing took place. Vaita, she remains a psula, and therefore ksuvasu masai. Same thing applies to Mukaseit. Mukaseit is referring to Chas v'Shalom, there was an accident, and she was playing, she was riding on a bicycle, whatever, and she fell down, and Nebuchadnezzar, a shtick of holtz, went into her oisei mokrim and broke through the psulim. So it wasn't that she became a be'ula al yedei ish by living with someone. She became Nebuch a be'ula, in other words, no longer psulim because of an accident. What's the dinsis remain? Just heistish kabul, heistach al tzapsula. Even though physically, she doesn't have psulim. But she has a status like psula to vasa masai. Divremei. The chamoim and the chachamim argue in the third case. In the case of mukas eitz, suvasa mana. And we're going to talk about in the Gemara what's the svar of the machloikis between Rameir and the chacham. Nushtikum. You have a psula who is also, says Rashi, an almana, a grusha, or chalutza min ha-nisuin, that they had nisuin, and she's still a psula. And the obvious question is, how can you go and be a psula? Ramotcha, you please lay in the back if you don't mind, all right? Ramotcha, you please lay outside in the outside. Not lay in here because of Ushta. Take out the same story, but lay outside. Zokti Mora, Zokti Mishnah. She is an almana, grushva chalutza, minanisum, and she's still a psula. How can she still be a psula if it's minanisum? So Rashi tells us we're talking about a situation where there was only nichnasa lechupa, and there was no bia. See, if you look at Rashi, three lines from the bottom. Men on Yisuin. She going to Nichusol Chupa. Was that
there? It's still open.
It should be open. Sachu Nisha, facing Nisha. It's up to the Gemara. Men on Yisuin. We're looking at the Rashi, three lines from the bottom. She going to Nichusol Chupa. Umeizbal Abacheskish Oy Nivola. They have a chazokah that they were not nivala, and that's why they remain with a status l'choira of a psula. Nevertheless, says our Mishnah Ksuvasan Mana, and after that, if she marries somebody else, she has the status and the halacha of a be'ula, even though she was never nivales, like Rashi says, meizbala becheska shloi nivala. So therefore, you can have a lady who physically is a psula, but her halachic status is that of a be'ula and ksuvasan mar. As always, statement. In the Mishnah, we'll see more about this in the Gemara. Vayta ve'ein lehen tanas psulim. Ve'ein lehen tanas psulim. If the husband the next morning says, well, I expected you to be a psula. We just learned in the Mishnah, you're a cheskes psula. And therefore, I don't want to give you even your 100. Says Rashi, on top Rashi, any ochalaf, see the oise mana, belim cheskes psula, nesaticha, bari mechi mechachtois, he's not believed, we don't listen to his tiny psulim, she gets her 100. Again, we'll see more about that in Igmar. And then we go back to the case like we had before, hagiyaris vashvuy vashivcha, shenivna yuzgayrish and shtachru, yeserois albonois sholishanav yamechad, before it was pochois misholishanav. Now it's yeserois, since it's yeserois, each one of them is bebechinas nivalo, we would assume that since she only became a giyotis after the age of 3, she was only freed from her captors after the age of 3. She was only became oshivcha after the age of 3. So we're assuming that she was nevelis after the age of 3, and therefore she's a be'ula, ksuvasan mana, ve'inlen tainas psulim. It's a ganz klur, she's a be'ula, nothing to talk about, chesed be'ula, only 100. Zokimar, omrev yud omrav, kotten abalik doila, asua mukas eitz. A cotton, again, he's less than 9 years old. He lived with a gedoyla. He made her into a mukas eitz. Now, what would mean the din of mukas eitz? That would mean the din of 100. Or we see in our Mishnah, right? Ki amrita kamed shmuel, we'll see in a moment. Ki amrita kamed shmuel, when we repeated this aloch in front of Shmuel, Omar, ein mukas eitz v'basa. Now, on the surface, there seems to be a machloikis here in Metzias. Did she become mukase? Didn't she become mukase? So, well, what are we talking about? Since Machloikas is showing him how to learn our Gemara, Rashi is silent. The top choices, however, tells us, we're talking about that the psulim were not ruptured. They are intact. The ibeheshir, if this cotton, habo alegdoila, if he broke through the psulim, why should there be anything less than a mukaseitz? After all, what difference does it make if you ruptured the psulim because nebuch a stick came in, or a piece of metal came in, or because of a cotton? If he's able to go and puncture and rupture the psulim, what difference does it make who did it, how it happened? Lemaisa, it's a mukaseitz. So ibazoi, zuktachtoises, we're talking about below yehesh psulim. The psulim are totally intact. It's the fact, however, that the cotton lived with the gedoyla. Does that give it the status of mukaseitz? Now, why should it give it the status of mukaseitz? If nothing was broken and lo yeheshes psula, what's the svara? So Rishonim give the svara. We can have the svara later on in the Gemara, not today, but later on in the sugyas, that there's something called that she loses her chayim. In other words, when people marry a normal, regular individual, zivik rishon, he wants to marry a psula, and their psula has a special chayim in his eyes. Besides the fact that she's a frimman and attractive, and she's a tzadekis, and she has money, and all the other wonderful things. But the fact that she happens to be a virgin, she has a psula, that's also a special chay. Zartuch in the Mishnah, Zart says, Rav, by the fact that a cotton lived with her, even though technically her physical status is that she's still a psula, however, she's already lost her glance. That special attraction of having that special charm, that special chay, of being a psula is lost, even though physically she is a psula. She lived with a boy, a boy of only 8 years old, but she lived with somebody. That's why, according to Rav, according to the Stoicis, and according to Shmuel, as long as leheisher psulam, she has a din of a normal, regular psula. Others repeated this concept, shtikol Torah, but they left out Rav Yehuda Omer Rav, and they just said Rav directly, and they left out Ki Amrita Kamed Shmuel, and they went straight to Shmuel. That what? Katan Abal Gdoy Rav Amasah Mukaseit Shmuel Amar In Mukaseit Zimbasa. It's identical. Machloikis just left out the preliminaries and the Amoira. Fine. Masav Rav Oishi Gadol Shibal Katan VeKatan Abal Gdoy Umukaseit Zimbasan Masai Divrei Meir. So the Meir says in all three cases. Now what was case number two? That was cotton abalak doyla. That's the very case that Rav and Shmuel are having in Machloshkes. And which state in the Mishnah? Dr. Meir, Ksuvasa Masayim. The Chamoimim, Mukas Eitz, Ksuvasa Mana. Is the Chamashma, the Chama, only arguing in the third case of the Mukas Eitz? But in the second case, they agree that it's Masayim. It's Chzai Zai Shver. According to Rav, Rav said cotton abalak doyla saw Mukas Eitz. So then in our Mishnah, the Chacham should argue both on case number two and on case number three, because two also is the same thing as Mukaseit. As they Dr. Karab, Kanabolak Doy, there's a Mukaseit. So as a Mukaseit, just like the Chachamim argue in case number three and they say Mukaseit, Suvasamana, they should say in the case of Kanabolak Doy, also Suvasamana. By the fact that it doesn't say in the Mishnah, it's Mashwataka like Shmuel, that a cotton who lives in Gedoyla, she does not become a mukaseit, and therefore even the Chacham agree. Avad, you get 200, sure, I agree. So Shver on Rav. Omer Rav says Nishver. Hachikama. You have to learn the Mishnah over again. And we go slowly. Godel Habo Alaktana, which is the first case, Vuloy Klum. Dos is garnish mit garnish. That beer of a Godel mit Aktana is zero. Totally irrelevant, totally meaningless, according to everybody. The bochus mikan, less than 3 years old, kenoisen etzva ba'ayin dummy. It's like you go and you put your finger in your eye, and it begins to tear, and even bothers you, and it's annoying, and then after a few minutes, baruch Hashem, it gets back to normal. You dry it up with a tissue, and fine. And if it hurts you a few more hours, but eventually it heals, it's al tizkin. Same thing with Gabi Psulim. Yes, there are the tears of Psulim, meaning the blood comes out if one lives with a girl less than 3 years old, but it heals after that, it goes back to normal. So therefore, she's a real, full-fledged psula. 200. However, now we get to case number two. Cotton habalak doila, state in the Mishnah, asa mukaseit. it's good for that's plucked a meiver rabbanon. Ah, it's ein achanami. So the way we have now reinterpreted the Mishnah according to Rava, ein achanami the rabbanon, not only arguing in case number three, they're even arguing in case number two. And in fact, he throws in an introduction in the Mishnah. You know why there's a machlokes in case number two? Because two and three are exactly the same according to Rav. Two makes her into mukas eitz. Mukas eitz makes her into mukas eitz. It's in both cases. Was Dr. Tanikama, it still remains 200. Was Dr. Rabbana, no, it has a dinner mukas eitz, which is only 100. Fine, so we answer the kasha, I'll leave it there. Now the question is, what's the svar of Rameir? Why does mukas eitz have a dinner of 200? Why the Rabbanan say it has a din of 100? So Gemara, for a mayor, Hamay Medami Lo Leboy. Oh, I think I skipped something. No, Amar Rambam Bar Chama. Rambam Bar Chama is about six lines before the wide lines. Amar Rambam Bar Chama, Machloikis Kishehikir Ba. The Machloikis between Rameir and the. Now we finish with Rav and Shmuel. We're going back to the Mishnah now. The Machloikis in the Mishnah between Rameir and the Rabbanan, the Gabi Mukas Eitz. What is my Mukas Eitz? Says Rameir, 200, according to the Rabbanan, 100. Amar Rambam Bar Chama. Machloikis b'shehikir ba. That's when the husband knew in advance, before he married her, that she was a mukas eitz. The Rameir medami lo b'keres, Rabbanan medami lo b'ula. The Rameir says, just like a b'keres. The Gemara says elsewhere, the b'keres also psuleha misalek is dam. She's considered to be as if she doesn't have dam psulim anymore. Now it doesn't mean that she doesn't have dam psulim at all, because after all of us, when we get married to our wives, typically, in the normal case, they're all boigres. They're all over the age of 12 and a half, right? The ketan is until 12, nar is from 12 until 12 and a half, and boigres is 12 and a half until 120. So it's not that the mesulek is dumb entirely, it's much, much less blood than the normal psula if she was only a nara of 12 years old. Okay, so now Rameir says that when you have a situation of a mukas eitz, it's damilul boigris, just like a boigris has little psulim left. Here too, by mukas eitz nebuch, there's no psulim, or it's very little psulim, nebuch, because she was hit because of this accident. Rachmon l'slam. Okay, so damilul boigris. And therefore, just like a boigris, the din is, if she's a psula, she didn't live with a man, she gets 200. Here too, the mukas eitz, she didn't live with anybody, nebuch, an accident. 200. No, just like a ba'ula in Yishduka psulim, this mukas eitz also has no psulim, only 100. That's all of hikibah if he knew. Avlo hikibah if he didn't know anything, in other words, he got married with the assumption that she is totally a regular, normal girl. It didn't say anything on the resume and nobody told her the news. And afterwards he discovers, oyoy, pesach pesuach. And she says, it's taka true. But you know why? The reason is because I'm a mukas eitz. You didn't tell me, Mukasech. You didn't ask me. I don't normally ask those types of questions. And everybody agrees, she gets nothing, nada. Why? Because it's a Mekach Toz. If he would have known that she's a Mukasech, he wouldn't have married her. Mekach Toz. This is Rabbi Bachama speaking. We're going to challenge Rabbi Bachama in a moment. He says, just like a Baigris gets 200. Here too, the Mukasech gets 200. Remember, the Rabbanan said, no, she's a din of a ba'ula, only 100. Pray to Rameir, Amai, Medami, Lel, Boigris, Medami, Lel, Ba'ula, let's say it's a ba'ula, because after all, she has no psulim. She has no psulim, it should only be 100. And for the Gemara, ba'ula is abed b'maisa b'day o'odam. Ho, yis abed b'maisa b'day o'odam. When you're talking about ba'ula, how did she lose her psulim? Through a maisa bia. That's the difference between a psula and a ba'ula. She's niv'eles. That's why we call her a ba'ula. We don't call her a mukhuseres psulim. We call her ba'ula. So if she's a ba'ula, ma'isa adam, in other words, she lived together with a man, a ba'ula is 100. But if it's because of mukas eitz, it wasn't a ma'isa b'day adam. More doesn't mean literally ma'isa b'day adam, presumably this accident also happened somehow b'day adam, but he means that it wasn't a bia. I lost my oilam over here. Excuse me, everybody, say 1 second. Oh, they're coming back. Everybody back, do you hear me? Oh, no, you don't hear me. Sorry, do you hear me? David Shlomo. Brother Shai, everybody is silent. Okay, I hope everybody's listening. I hope everybody hears. Yeah, can you hear? You hear? Brother Shai, wake up. Can you hear? Okay. So Gemara, Rabbanan, and Medam Lo Lepsula, Nedam Yule Baigris. Now we're asking the Kashan Rabbanan. Instead of saying,
you're on mute.
On mute? Okay, we're going to unmute again.
You are on mute.
I understand. In my machine it says that I'm not on mute. I'm going to have to get out and come back on. Okay, you'll all bear with me. We'll be back in a moment, Rabbi Sai. problem over here. We don't have a good Wi-Fi.
You're still on mute.
I know. Please tell me in a moment. I'm going to unmute myself. Yes. I'm going to do that again. The connection here is not so good.
We bought my wife's thing.
We have to do a better and better job.
Oh, there he is.
Stay co-host. Call me. Call. Okay, wait, should we take another half a minute? We'll be back again.
No. Welcome to Zoom. You are in the meeting now.
Okay, can you hear me now, Rabbi Isai?
Yes, we hear you. I hear you now.
Okay, wonderful. Baruch Hashem. I seem to have lost a couple of you. I hope you're all here. No, you're all there. Very good. So we continue on. So we're here on Yud Aleph Amid Beis, and we're exploring the Rabbanan. We're on the first wide line, where the Rabbanan said that reason why for Mukas 8 is because it's like a Be'ula, Freit Dimora, first wide line, for Rabbanan Adam Adamalula Be'ula, Nidamila Begeres. Why don't you go and compare it to Begeres, just like her mayor says, just like a Begeres, although she has Shvach Psulim, but nevertheless she gives $200. Why don't you say the same thing Legabi Mukas 8? But Geras, nothing happened. She just got older. A normal age process. As she got 12 and a half, she became Begeras. So there was no Maisa. That's why she retains her dinner psula of 200. Ha, is Abba Maisa. Here there was a Maisa. It wasn't a Maisa beer, but there was a Maisa of Mukas 8. That's why it's only 100. Good. Now, finishes off Rami Bar Chama. In a case when nobody was makir, not nobody, when the husband didn't know she was a mukaseit, everybody agrees, both the mayor and the rabbanan, zero. Why zero? Because it's mekach tois. The Gemara is now going to attack that or challenge that mekach tois from here to the bottom of the omid. Moshe Rav Nachman, he oimeres mukas eitzani, vu oimer loy ki ela drusis ishat. We're talking about they got married. It's Wednesday night. They had the first beer. After the first beer, in the middle of the first beer, the husband says, hey, what happened? Le matzasi psulim. What happened? She says, I was a mukas eitz. And therefore, Nebuch has an accident. I was a victim of Nebuch, some sort of accident, and a mukas eitz. V'oy malaya, no, I don't believe that. I think you're a drusus ish. I think you lived with someone, and that's how you became a bu'ula. Don't tell me in a masim with accidents, yichamoyer, that you lived barotzoin with another man. What do you do? We give her the ne'emanus, and we assume that she's a mukas eitz. Now, Rashi says that since the Gemara used the expression ne'emanus, that we assume that she's a mukas eitz, so what does that mean? That means that she either gets a psula, she either gets a ksuba of 200 like a psula, or she's going to get a ksuba of 100 like a mukas eitz like the rabbanan, but she's going to get something. Because to go and tell me, she's not going to get anything, so what is her ne'emanus? The nemenis is l'chayr l'gabe, the money aspect. That being the case, zeyach toch, not like Rami Bar Chama said that if lehikirba, obviously here's a lehikirba because they're arguing. He didn't know that she was missing psulim. She says, I'm missing psulim because it was an accident, because hey, he says, no, there was probably a maisabia with a man. What do we say? Says Ram Gambir Ablezer, nemenis, she's believed. She's believed, meaning that she gets something. So it's a case of lehikirba, and she gets either 100 or 200. And you just said, now, Rami Bachama, the lehikirba live your koyev alaiklom. And therefore, El Amar Rava says, I respectfully disagree with Rami Bar Chama. Bein hikirba, ubein lehikirba, le Rameir Masai. Just like it says in the Mishnah, across the board, Rameir says, and you're talking about a Mukas 8, always 200. Le Rabbanan, hikirba, mona, like it says in the Mishnah, loy hikirba v'loy klum. If, however, he loy hikirba, he didn't know anything v'loy klum. And this brisa that we just finished now of Rav Gamliel, of Rav Lezer, is going like Rav Meir. That Rav Meir says it makes a difference between hikirba and loy hikirba. You always get masai, and that's how Rav Gamliel and Rav Lezer learn. And therefore, not like Rav Rami Bar Chama that said kuli alma moid in a case of loy hikirba. The Dvi Yaakov like Klum? No. It's only the Rabbanan hold that. Not like Trameir, according to Trameir, even like Hikimba, you still get your Messiah. However, says Himar Vahad Bei Rava, eventually Rava changed his mind, and Rava said that even according to the Rabbanan, Sai Hikirba and Sai Loi Hikirba, you get 100. And so therefore, we're going now in three stages. We started with the Rami Bacham, and Rami Bacham says, of Loi Hikirba, if we don't know that she's a mukas ex, if the husband doesn't know, zero. Mekach Tois. Goodish. Says, the Gemara says, Rava, no. It's only according to the Rabbanon, Loi Hikirba Loi Klum. According to the mayor, even though Loi Hikirba, it's not a Mekach Tois, you still get your same 200 like it says in the Mishnah. Rav eventually, now we're only going to get to the Chazora of Rava, three lines from the bottom of the Amid, in other words, another 15 lines or so, but eventually Rav himself is going to change his mind, he's going to say that even according to Rambanan, there's no nafkimina between Hikirba and Loi Hikirba, just like Leitra Meir, there's no nafkimina, you get 200, Leitra Rambanan, there's no nafkimina, and you get 100. Now, where is this Rava? So to get to the Rava, we're going to have to go through a little bit of a Shakla Vitaya. The sign. What's the normal case of a shemra? In other words, when a man says limatzos levitcha psulim. Now, initially, we're not talking about mukas eitz. We're leaving mukas eitz on the side. We're going to come back to mukas eitz on the bottom of the amud. So, what's the case over here? The normal haitzos shemra. Bar lebezin. The husband comes Thursday morning into bezin. The amar ploini limatzos levitcha psulim. Unfortunately, your daughter did not have psulim, and therefore, I want out of here. So now the question is, Im yesh edim shezin tzatachtav, if edim come on the scene and say, yo, she was talking mizana, and that's the reason why lemotzach tzavit chapsulim, then she only gets yesh laksuva mana. She only gets a ksuva mana. And of course, everybody's supposed to jump up. There are edim that she was mizana, she gets ksuva mana. Frank, you want Im yesh edim shezin tzatachtav? Baskili, but after off hanging as afro. You have to go and stone her, and then you go and hang her up. Azah masi, you talk about 100 to 200. So Timur, you're right. Achikom. In Meish Eishim, she zinza tachtav, avada beskila. There's nothing to talk about. It's a Eidim Eidim. Zinza meikara. What happens if not that they were Eidim, she zinza tachtav. Tachtav means between the Eirisin and Nisuin, when she was officially an Eishis Ish. Then there's a din of skila by Namurasa. But rather, it happened prior, before the Eirisin. Zinza meikara. Obviously, she's not a ishet tznua, she doesn't deserve to be the guest of honor at the next ladies' luncheon for Bikur Chaylim. Abla Maisa, she's not a baskila, because it's happened. Meikara meaning pre-Eirisin. Oh, but by the time that the husband did nisu and she was already a ba'ula, then yesh la ksuva mana, then the ksuva is down to a mana, for she was a ba'ula, and not a psu. Azei, shtei toten in the braisa. The Omer of Chiyah bar Av and Omer of Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes, in interpreting the braisa, in succinct bottom line, Zokte, Zoisemeres, what we see from this price. Konza b'chesk p'sula. A husband thought his wife was a p'sula. Minim says b'ula, and afterwards he finds out she's a b'ula. Yesh lo k'suva mana. In other words, the chiddush of Rav Sheshes is, it's not that it's a mekach tois, and she gets nothing. It goes down from 200 to 100. She's takam b'ula, okay. 100. 100 you get. It's not that you get zero. As they look Rav Sheshes. Umosav Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman asked on Rav Sheshes. Hanoisis Isha. Vle motzel psulim. Same case. No psulim. Here in Meretz Misharastani ne'en nasti. I was never ne'enza through somebody. I shake it. And therefore, that's why I have no psulim. But I was an oinus. And we're talking about an Aishas Yisrael, not an Aishas Koyin. Minestach v'sedeh. Minestach v'sedeh was an expression which means it's your mazel that was goyim. It's your loss. Not my problem. It's your problem. Voim aloi, no. Ki ella. This happened prior to Eirisin. And therefore, when I married you under the assumption and presumption that you're a psula. And now I find out, and I realize that this happened pre-Eirisin, and therefore the whole Eirisin and the whole Nisun was based on a Mekach Tois, and therefore I'm very, very upset. Now that's how the halacha ends. It's actually a mishnah we're going to have mitzvah tomorrow. The other days, but the mishnah ends up mekhi mekach tois. Now, the Rav Nachman who's asking this kasha, he's assuming what means mekhi mekach tois. V'les l'klal, and therefore she gets nothing because that's what a mekach tois means. You get zero, and therefore this is the kasha that Rav Nachman was asking on Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says zoisemeris kanta becheskin psula. Vinin says, Ba'ula, you only get a discount from 200 to 100, but you get 100. Moser of Nachman, Sinish Demis. The Mishnah says that it's a Mekach Tois. Doesn't the Mekach Tois mean V'les lo klal, Mikim to gunish, zero, not like Rav Sheshes. This is the kasha that Rav Nachman asked in Rav Sheshes. V'yom aluhu Rav Chir bar Avin. Rav Chiya bar Avin, who was the one that quoted Rav Sheshes initially, Rav Chiya bar Avin, Rav Sheshes, he obviously was there, and he's saying, Efshir Rav Amram Mechol Gedei Ledor, Yasvi Ki Omer Rav Sheshes L'Hashmaitza. I was there when Rav Sheshes was giving his shiur, when he said, Zo Yisei Meretz, and that in such a case, you don't get zero, but you get a ksuva mana. Ali Gedei Ledor was there, the Ali Groyser, Abonim, and Tzadikim, and Gedoyshim, and Poskim, and Ali Gedei. When Rav Sheshes said L'Hashmaitza, the Kashu Lehu, and L'choira, you're telling me that Rav Nachman is asking this kasha, and what's the teretz? L'choira, why weren't they bothered by Rav Nachman's kasha? What do you mean 100? It's Chamishna, Mishna tomorrow, that it says in the Mekach Toys. Bishani, what should be the answer? I'll tell you the answer. My Mekach Toys nami mi mosayim, aval mona isla. The Mekach Toys was from 200, but it's 100.
She remains married.
Oh, the Amris less laklal. In other words, what he's doing is he's answering
you're
the kasha.
You're on mute again.
Yeah, we're almost finished. So,
David, you are on mute.
I don't need it though.
Can you hear me now? Oh, wonderful. So we're up to Ki Omer Rav Sheshes again. Rav Chiya bar Avin is saying, you, Rav Nachman, are asking a kasha Rav Sheshes. You should know when Rav Sheshes said this halach initially, that you get 100, all the Gedoy Liador were sitting there together, or standing there together, Yasvi, they were sitting, and they heard this Rav Sheshes, and none of them were bothered by your kasha. Why? Because even if kasha was shver to them, Bishani, they could answer, my mekachtois nami. When the Mishnah tomorrow says mekachtois, it doesn't mean less lo klal, like Rav Nachman added those three words. What it means is, mi mosayim, you don't get your 200, aval mana isla, but you do get 100. You say you get nothing. So this is what Rav Chiya bar Avin was answering Alibid Rav Sheshes. Even though the Mishnah tomorrow says Mekach Toys doesn't have to mean zero. Mekach Toys means you don't get 200. It's reduced to 100. Now, l'choy, none of this has anything to do with us, because this doesn't talk about Mukaseit. The Amar Rav. Mandeka Moisiv Shaker Moisiv. When Rav Nachman asked his kasha initially, et kut gefregt. Why? Because Mekach Toys the Gamri Mashma. If you ask any person, what means Mekach Toys means take back your Mekach, take back your money, and the sale is over and finished. You annul the entire sale ab initio, retroactively. So Rav Nachman good gefregt. The Ella Kasha, Hach. So what are you going to do? Shver. After all, Rav Sheshes is quoting that earlier Braisa that says that if Loi Zinza, if Zinza Tachta mit Eidim is Beskila. Of the Mishnah Shteta, that Mekach Toys, the Chorin means less lo klal, like the Makshin, like Rav Nachman asked. I'll tell you, Tritz ve'imahachi, we have to take that first Brice again and do a further modification. Remember, we already modified it once, because it said that in Yesh Edim, that she only gets a ksuba of 100. And the Mishnah says, Edim, ksuba 100. You gotta go and kill her. You gotta give her skila. So start the Brice over again. Tritz ve'imahachi. Like we said, if she was mezana meikara from before, you could learn like Rav Nachman, taka mekach toys, zero. Ishanishver, that previous price that says that you get 100, no, you don't get 100. Less laklal. I shteitach in the price that is 100. Nimtzis mukas eitz. Now we're introducing a new shtickle that we didn't have before. Nimtzis mukas eitz. Yesh l'ksuva mana. Then, even though that's all to a mekach toys, he assumed that she was a total psula. It turns out she wasn't a total psula. She was nebuch, not niveles, which is a mukas eitz. No, in such a case, you get 100. Ah, what do you mean you get 100? V'rov v'hu di'om l'rabbanan lehikibo v'loi klom. That was Rav that before. Remember, Rav arguing Rav Bachama. Rav Bachama said, according to everybody, you get nothing, zero. And then Rav said, no, that's only according to Rabbanan. But according to the mayor, Avada, you do get something. But according to Rabbanan, he said, you don't get nothing. And now, Rav with the Omer, Rav with the Hikam of Leklum, and to state in the Brayse, Yesh, the Ksuvah Mana, El Shema Mino, Hadabe Rav, and Me'ahi, the Rav changed Taka his mind, and therefore Rav holds, Sai Leutra Meir, Bein Hikirba, Bein Loi Hikirba, by Mukas 8, you get 200. And later Rabbanan, Bein Hikirba, to the Loi Hikirba, you get only 100. But not like Rama Bachama that said zero, and not like the first Rava that said that according to Rabbanan, at least there's zero. By Mukas 8, everybody agrees, it makes no difference. Ha Hikirba, Loi Hikirba, Rameya 200, Rabbanan 100. stop over here, Rabbi Yisai. Have a wonderful day. Thank you all for joining. All those on Zoom, yet tomorrow, resume at 8:05 tomorrow morning. And so for the rest of the week, great to have all of you. Thank you for joining us, Shlomo from Eretz Yisrael. Thank you, everybody else. Hatzlocha Rabbi. And have an easy time today. I like the tunis.
Goodbye.
Rashi asks that, because Rashi says if you can say the Bais Ramei, it should be 200. Taitach, it's 100. So Ramei can zich a mishkei.
Another question. We said that. You mentioned the glance. The glance you said that.
Yeah, the glance.
So over here, so I'm here, so and what.